Vítejte u nového dílu, nového podcastu FinŽeny, neboli Women in Finance. Angličtina je pro dnešní díl příznačná, protože bude v anglickém jazyce. Pokud si chcete přečíst v češtině, o čem byl dnešní díl, můžete se podívat na článek. Welcome to the new episode of the podcast Women in Finance. Today we are hosts of Twisto Company in Prague, in Prague Karlín offices. And we are guests invited by three very inspirational ladies. First, one of them is Nemika Menevše. Hello.
Hello.
Second is Martina Tesařová.
Hello.
And third one is Kateřina Kozerovská.
Hello.
Ladies, I just said your names. I didn't introduce who you are, what you do. So the easiest question is, Nemika, what do you do for a living?
Okay, I'm the CEO of Twisto, both in Czech and Poland. And I'm living in London, but traveling frequently to Prague mainly. I'm a mother. My son is 21 years old. He's a university student. I used to be a corporate banker, and I'm originally Turkish. I did corporate banking in Turkey for 21 years. And then I decided to change my life, relocated to London when I was 43 years old, 6 years ago. And I started working for Param. And for the last 2 years, I'm the CEO of Twisto.
Well, it was really interesting and very complex answer. So now, Martina, it's really difficult part. Martina, what do you do for a living? And we expect the same complexity here.
That's a challenge. Okay. My name is Martina and I am a board member of Twisto, responsible for legal and compliance. I'm based in Prague. I am a mother of a six-year-old daughter, so I also try to find a balance between my career and motherhood. But I believe that also thanks to support from Twisto Women, I am doing well and I try to find a proper balance.
Perfect. And last but not least, Kateřina.
Okay, so my name is Kateřina. I am the head of HR. I am responsible for Czech and Poland operations. I've been with Twisto for 1.5 years and I've been in HR for over, I think, 18 years. And as my colleagues, I have a son and daughter, so I'm my mom myself. And as Martina mentioned, I'm also, you know, trying to balance my working life and my private life, which I think we are answering some of your questions later on.
So we have three very successful businesswomen, managers, three, I hopefully say, successful mothers. But this was the easy question, what do you do? A little bit harder question is, why do you do what you do? So Nemika, what is your answer? Why are you CEO of this exact company?
Yes, this one is more difficult than the first one, definitely.
I understand that.
So I think it's a little bit about my background. As I mentioned, I used to be a corporate banker, so I'm familiar with the finance industry, payments, etc. During 21 years in Turkey, I really gained lots of experience, especially in difficult times. You know, Turkey's economy, the conditions are a little bit different, being a developing country. So I think I got lots of resilience there. And it's a very competitive market. I learned lots of things. And on top of it, I added some experience in London, which is the center of finance, as you know, in Europe. And one of the finance centers in the world as well. And I think all of these brought me to here, both from background perspective, technical perspective. I know payments, I know banking, I'm learning every day. But at the same time, this is a challenging job. And I think I have significant experience in working with different cultures, managing difficult situations. I think that's why I'm here.
Now we will add a little twist because we are in a Twisto. So Nemika, why is Martina a good board member from your point of view?
First of all, she is very trustworthy. She's open We have a very close communication, and she puts business first, the benefits of the company, rather than her ego or, you know, her selfish interests. That is the personality part. I think we really connected very well since the very beginning. And for sure, on top of it, she has very good, you know, skills, expertise in her field. And I will be very honest, we really improved lots of things with Martina in terms of legal and compliance. So I think the very first day, she was a very good candidate for that role. But I think mainly, in addition to, as I said, expertise, I think that communication, being trustworthy, knowing that you're working with a trustable stakeholder, I think this is the answer to your question.
Martina, how do you like this feedback from your CEO?
I really appreciate it. Glad to hear it that I have such a positive reaction. It's always a pleasure to hear it. And yes, it was a big challenge, and I accept it. And my main goal is just to have a possibility to influence what's going on in the company, not just sitting on the before my laptop and complaining, but I just really like to take action and have a chance to influence the matters in the company.
I will go back to my previous question. Why do you do what you do? Why are you a lawyer? Were you always like in the legal segment? Were you always towards this segment? Did you always enjoy difficult texts and big tasks in a legal segment?
It's an interesting question, but yeah, from the very beginning of my career, I was always being in a legal department. Let's say that after my studies, I was a junior associate because I wanted to pass a bar exams. So after almost 4 years of obligatory like period before the bar exams, I took the exams, and I was accepted to the bar as an attorney. I also tried to be single attorney. I also ran my own company as attorney. But I just want to also have a bigger influence in some company and share my know-how, be a valuable part of some big projects. So I applied for a position in a bank, and I was accepted, and I had a chance also to manage some people. I also received a positive feedback as a manager, so that's why I see myself and started to see myself also as a manager, not also only as a lawyer.
That's nice, but you started in a traditional bank, and now you are in more progressive companies. So does this go more with your flow? How do you feel about law and business?
Yeah, sure. This is very, I like more life approach. It's very lively. There's also a very flat hierarchy, very flat or very simple organization structure. This is what I like about Twisto, and I think it really fits my personality, because I'm also like very proactive and full of energy, and in some companies you don't have a chance to influence what's going on in the company. You are just fitted in the respective department, in respective position, and you don't have a chance, you know, to be a part of something big and interesting.
Perfect. Well, another round. Nemika, why is Katarzyna good HR expert good. Manager?
She is not good. I think she's close to perfect. So I will tell you again, trust. I think that is one of the most important things whoever you work with. So I'm putting it But on top of it, last year, after Param's acquisition of Twisto, we changed lots of things. So last year was really a change year, and change management is not always correct. And now when looking back, I have to admit that we could do certain things in a better way. Maybe that came from a little bit cultural differences. But at that time, you know, Katka was there helping us a lot, not only helping the team in explaining them the board's or the management's view, but also explaining us how we can do things better. So she's very trustworthy, really. She's a problem solver. She's very hard worker and dedicated and committed. But on top of it, I think for a head of HR, one of the most, she's very calm and cool. She's not panicked. You know, if she doesn't like, you know, screaming, because she deals with lots of things. Everyone goes to her. And, you know, she knows everything by heart. She tries to solve it. And I think she absorbs it very well. Both things that come from management to the team, but vice versa. So I think we're very lucky to have Katka in the team.
So Katka, how do you like your feedback?
By heart, not because we are in podcast.
Okay, okay. How do you like this feedback?
No, I really like, we've been working with Nemika for over 1.5 years, and I really appreciate it. And it's true that I know the feedback, and I was, let's say, told such a feedback during my work here. So, but I still always very appreciate, and I'm really happy to hear that it's still valid.
If and I can ask, before you will continue, does this feedback give you more pressure or more ease with your work? If your boss tells you you are almost perfect, do you feel like pressured or eased?
I think I'm capable to pressure myself a lot, but I really value that. And for me, as let's say personally and professionally, it's very important to have certain autonomy in what I'm doing, what I'm responsible for. So I really appreciate that I was giving this autonomy in Twisto. And I think I was giving the trust from the very beginning. So I was really capable or able to do many things, which I'm very, very happy and very grateful we could do.
Sorry, and back to the original question, why do you do what you do? Why are you in HR?
I wanted
segment?
To say by coincidence. But I have started, like, actually my first job was in consumer loan, one of the first companies on the market a long time ago, I have to say. But then I moved to Australia and I lived there for 3 years. And when I came back, I was given a chance to work in the HR department in a smaller company. And I'm actually a very good friend with the lady who gave me the chance back then. And from that time, I've been in HR, you know, starting as a HR specialist and then growing to HR business partner, HR manager, and now head of HR. So, yeah, I was giving a chance and I took it.
Ladies, a very quick question with the first thing that comes to your mind. When was the last time you felt super successful? Was it this week? Was it this year? Was it a century? We can start with Katarzyna.
Super successful. I think it was in January this year when we launched the new HR system. and it didn't break and it worked 99% the way we expected.
Great answer, Martina.
I consider as a huge success that we managed several important projects. For example, DORA.
Oh, that's a big one.
This was a very, very tough thing in the company, but we managed it, let's say, also internally, you know, that at the beginning we also used some kind of advisors, but it also requires a huge tons of works, you know, from your team, from the whole company. And at the end, we really achieved this goal as the whole company from the within the whole department. So I'm really proud of all of our company that we really managed to set up our procedures and achieve the goal according the regulator and his requirements.
Great.
And on time, right?
And on time, for sure.
Amika, when was the last time you felt super successful?
Super successful is a little bit assertive maybe, but I think recently at Top 40 Expats in Czech Republic, that was quite important for me in terms of recognition, because I'm almost 50. I have been Twisto CEO for only 2 years. I didn't make my career in this country. You know, I'm Turkish, living in UK, but doing business here. So I think it was quite important to be recognized. So that was one of the recent moments that I said, okay, I think, you know, certain things are going well and it's being recognized. So recently it was that being recognized by Top 40 expat, CEO expats.
You've already mentioned that you are Turkish, living in the UK, working in Prague. How difficult? I'm not talking about operations and procedures, but how difficult is to build trust between Prague, UK, plane, Poland, all the places you can be, but from both sides, because you need to have trust towards your team, but your team needs to have trust towards you, no matter if you are here or somewhere else.
Yeah. I think it's not about where you are. For sure, face-to-face communication, being always in the office, you know, developing the personal relation in person, these are quite important. But I think that trust comes with how genuine you are, how authentic you are, how you, when you commit something or when you say something, whether you are doing it or not. And I'm generally trying to be very open and transparent. Sometimes there are certain very confidential things that I can't disclose at that moment, maybe. But at the end of the day, I never had the intention to trick anybody or to make something happen. I didn't lie. So I think that trust that can be in meetings, in your tone, in your communication, even online, I think that is something people can understand. And vice versa. So I think it's more about the reactions you get, the more about how people, how open and transparent they are. If people are not afraid to tell their opinions to you for the good of the company, by thinking, okay, if I say it, what will happen? I think these are quite important things, and it can be established even remotely. But, well, the other way around, how the team trusts me, I think the answer should come from Martina and Katka.
Oh, Martina, Katko, could you imagine that Namika was here every single day?
That could be very challenging.
No, I don't think so. I think we would be very happy to spend more time with her, definitely.
Yeah, but the same question. Because you've joined Twisto still quite recently, 1.5 years ago. How different was it for you to have a CEO who's traveling a lot, who has, you know, different countries? Maybe it was easier for you because you too have two countries, right? Yes, Czechia and Poland.
Yes, I have two countries, and I was even in my previous work experience having, let's say, managers not in the country. So I think it was not something unusual, but so it was not unusual for me because I was used to it before. But I joined Twisto 1.5 years ago, and I think, as Namika also mentioned, Twisto was just recently acquired by Param. So as Namika mentioned, there was, let's say, transition time. So for me, it was, this is how it is. For me, it was not a change, because that's what I joined to.
So same question, Martina. How difficult? Because sometimes in a legal department, some topics are very sensitive. Some topics you need to discuss face to face. Some topics needs to be done very immediately because the problems can be big. How difficult is it to build trust towards a CEO who's traveling a lot? Because this is in many, many companies on Czech market, it works. But I think that nobody really asks the people who are sitting in Prague, how is it to have your boss here from time to time?
Frankly speaking, for me, this is a very new experience. Because in my previous companies, there was very traditional approach. Our C-level managers, board members, they were still, you know, on site, still in their own offices. If you wanted to see them or visit them, you need to like go to their assistant and ask if they are available on what time exactly. But with Nemika, it's totally different. And I think that thanks to this, that we have a trust and we can rely on each other. We can communicate very easily and flexibly. I can reach out Nemika like almost anytime. WhatsApp, yes, we are our internal communication platform. And she's still like here for us. She's listening. And I really admire her that because I think that no one can imagine how many messages she can receive and complaints and queries. But she's still answering immediately, and we can discuss also many confidential things just one-to-one, also in written form, in via call, so it doesn't matter. So from now, if I can compare, I really prefer this kind of attitude than to traditional approach, because it's much more flexible. And we managed to find a quick solution anytime, always.
This sounds amazing, but at the same time, it means that you must be 24/7 ready to deal with something.
Yeah, I'm always ready. No problem. I'm always ready.
So you are made this way.
Yes.
This is how we work,
yes.
Right?
But at the same time, please think you are talking to one of the two wonderful people in Twisto, and both Katka and Martina, they are very self-sufficient and they know what they do. So they don't need me so much. Only for important things that we need to discuss. They have their autonomy, they have their way of doing business, and so they are already doing it for sure. Major things we discuss, but I think that is also quite important.
Ladies, I know that you've met before our podcast session, and you had some kind of discussion, internal discussion, like what we would like to talk about. So, what did you talk about? Let's try to repeat and bring the key ideas from your internal discussion, because I guess that we didn't even reach those topics that you've discussed before.
So one of the things was what type of people we are inspired by.
Role models.
We talked about it a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, why did you talk about this topic? Do you need role models in your life?
No, how role models we are.
Oh, that's interesting.
How can we be inspiring more? We are, but how can we be more?
Okay, ladies, tell me, please. I'm a listener now.
Maybe to add, we went through your original questions.
I think that everyone who knows my podcast know that my original questions are just something in the air.
Okay.
we have learned this as well. So that's why we were discussing this topic as well. So...
So let's start with role models. So what's your, do you feel like role model? Do you feel like you need to be role model? Do you want to be role model? The stage is yours.
Yeah, it is not a choice, I think. You do not need to be the role model of millions, but even a couple of people can take you like a role model. This can be your kid, this can be your someone from the family, someone from the company, your friend's daughter, son, etc. So I don't think that is something you can choose or not to choose. But for sure, as leaders and having some careers in place, I'm thinking who I was inspired by during my life, why I was inspired. For example, one of the things is that lead by example. If a person is, you know, doing the things as they say or saying the things they do, that really, for example, inspired me a lot, starting with my parents. I believe in being sincere, genuine, authentic, transparent. So I'm generally inspired by those people. So when I'm, you know, doing my business or when I'm living, it doesn't have to be business. It can be the personal life as well. I'm thinking maybe some people are also being inspired by me. But I don't have a target like I will be the role model, etc. But if I am, I want to give the correct message to people. And for example, one of the things mainly told by my son's friends to me, we have very few women leaders in the world. That doesn't change from country to country. So for the young generation, they think that this is quite important, quite difficult to achieve. So, for example, when they see I'm a normal person drinking coffee with them, laughing, etc., they're saying that, okay, why not we do it? Because when they know your story, I mean, I'm not a very important person, but I have a career and they are thinking about it. So I think maybe we should be more visible, the women leader. We should be more maybe on social media, on podcasts, etc., but not only with telling how perfect we are, how challenges we overcome onto the, but how we are, as we are. So that can inspire lots of young women that would like to, you know, have a career or that have difficulties in solving them. We can maybe help them. So that is, I think, important from that perspective. But all of us have different, we are inspired by different types of people, for example.
And I think sometimes you don't even know that you may be a role model yeah. for someone. And it's very, let's say, I think it's very nice, but also very, like, you have to, you start thinking, okay, so, okay, the people are watching what you are doing, they, you are inspiring them, and you maybe start doing few things more consciously. So it can be also the fact that you don't know. But as Nemika said, if you are genuine, if you lead by example, then you became, let's say, I don't even know if I like the name role model, but you became, let's say, someone people follow, someone people they value pressure naturally.
Martina, huge difficult topic. Is it difficult for someone who is used for, you know, the legal and corporate world to think about yourself as a role model for someone?
Yeah, for people like us, this is quite unusual question. Yeah, because as you indicated correctly, we have like a different roles and. But always I'm like, you know, I also have a team of people that I'm managing. Also, I'm responsible for two countries, Czech and Poland. And we have very different kind of people in the team. But always I try to be authentic and try to teach, especially ladies in my team, to speak up if they don't like anything, and regardless it's against of the majority or the major opinion, I always trying to tell them I need to know about this. If you don't like anything, just tell it, otherwise it can lead to some misunderstandings and misleadings and miscommunications. So this is what I just like put on table always.
The key thing about Twisto is that you have a really huge number of women in leadership roles and in board positions, but still there might be some areas where like Martina mentioned, we would need to empower more women to do something. For example, say that they don't like something or say that they want this type of chance, being proactive. If each one of you could choose one thing, one area, no matter what is it, where you would like to empower women more?
What you mean in Twisto?
In general. No matter, it doesn't have to be in Twisto. Where you would like to more empower women, what would you choose? Because I guess in Twisto sometimes it works because you have women in leadership positions. You can start with Martina. Being more loud?
Yeah, for sure. And set up the boundaries. What is acceptable for you, what is unacceptable for you, and have an open communication towards your manager or supervisor. If you feel that there is something too much on your plate, you need to speak about it, talk about it, put it on the table directly. And I'm just like, from my previous experience, when you remain silent and you just secretly think that it's gonna be better, it doesn't work.
Yeah. And I can
and somebody maybe notice that you are working like double, triple, and you are accepting some work beyond your duties.
But someone might not see it. And I completely understand this point, and I think many, many women need empowerment in this area. What would you choose, Katarzyna?
I think it's quite similar to what Martina already said. I think maybe some woman needs to have healthy self-esteem and, again, not to be afraid to speak up.
Perfect.
And as we mentioned, I think it's not really a problem in Twisto.
Yes, I just wanted to say that when I look at Namika, I don't see problems with self-esteem and being able to speak up. What would you choose? How? In which area would you like to more empower women?
I think in motherhood, when we are raising our kids, because whatever we are suffering today and whatever we are trying to change today is a mindset. So it is more like the biases against women that woman's first job is being mom, working is second. This is a choice. Maybe you will not choose to be a mom. You can be a mom, but also a business person as well. You do not need to be perfect in any of them, but you do it with passion. You love it, what you do. Or the biases against women, like, you know, too emotional, and not dedicated, split between home and work, lots of biases, which we do not deserve indeed. So we are now trying to change it with laws. We are trying to change it within the company policies, within discussions, you know, with social and responsibility projects, lots of things. But I think it all starts at home. If as mothers, we raise our kids, daughters, in a way that you have a voice, and you do not need acknowledgement, approval to raise your voice, to tell what you think. And if we tell our sons, if we raise our sons in a way that they are not the princes, they are not the kings, and the women in this world are not around them to serve them. This life is for sharing, and it is for house responsibilities, it's for business responsibilities. I think that change will come slowly, but I think that is where it needs to happen. So there is, for sure, this is dad's responsibility as well, but as moms, I think we should start that all.
Ladies, very last quick question. Maybe the most difficult one, we will see. At what are you really good? At what thing? What is the thing that you make really good, no matter if it's at work, if it's at home? What are you good at, Namika?
I think I'm a quick thinker and fast learner. So I can make decisions in a short period of time, gather the correct information, absorb it, and quickly make a decision, I think.
you said, I think it's like you are not.
No, but I was also thinking I have lots of good things.
You can say two or three. It's okay.
I love choosing. I love solving problems as well. So I was thinking, you know, quick decision making and also problem solving. But I just looked at Martina and Katka to see if they would give me some
idea.
Okay, I was thinking what I should say, but I think maybe it's because what I am doing. But I think my I don't know if call it talent, but maybe have some talent for diplomacy and maybe to make people to come to common ground and
calm down
and show them maybe different perspective.
Martina?
I would say that I am good at taking actions. I don't like much speaking, but I am taking actions.
Okay, the very last thing is because I already asked Nemika why you two are good at your job. But why do you think Nemika is a great CEO? Why is she great CEO of Twisto? Martina?
There are like too many things I can mention, you know, because Nemika can be like everything. But at first place, I would put that, she is very dedicated and she knows what she wants. And she's also a good listener and she has a huge emotional intelligence.
Perfect. Katarzyna.
I think it's because of, I think everything what was said already, that's what Nemika is, what she already said, that she's, let's say, she has the self-confidence you need to have to be in such a role, especially in, as we are saying, fintech environment, because there are not so many women in a fintech environment as a CEO. She knows what she wants, she knows where she's going, which is very important as well. And I think everything was said.
Thank you.
But I think maybe one last point about this. This is very interesting. But even when we are at the meeting, especially full of guys, men, when Nemika appears, she always like draw the attention, like because she is like very energetic, you know, and. Even you know, the men are like speechless at first minutes, you know. So this is definitely Nemika.
Thank you.
Just a quick response. Do you agree? Do you like it?
Yeah, I like the answers, and I hope I'm like that. I know I am, but it's very good to hear from Martin and Katka.
Ladies, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for invitation, and see you next time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.